Hi, I'm Hillary Walsh, a serial entrepreneur, award-winning immigration lawyer, law professor, TEDx speaker, and raving Phoenix Suns fan. Over the past decade, I've helped thousands of immigrants live free in the United States. I'm talking work permits, social security numbers, green cards, their citizenship, VAWA, T visa, U visa, and lots of successful appeals. Here's the thing. Immigration law is super complicated and legal advice, well, it can be pretty expensive. So I created the Immigration Law Made Easy podcast to share my 10 plus years of experience with you for free. So if you're looking for tried and true, no BS, step-by-step strategies and tips on how to win your immigration case and live truly free in the United States, you're in the right place, my friend. Let's get started.
I've gotten so many questions about work authorization. Dozens and dozens and dozens of people have reached out to me over the past few weeks wanting to know, can you help me get work authorization? So here are some of our frequently asked questions to help hopefully answer your question and know whether you should reach out to us so we can help you take the next step. First, work authorization kind of comes through one of two things. Either someone has petitioned for you, or you've been placed into removal proceedings and you're either seeking asylum, or you have some other basis. Perhaps you're on appeal, your case is being appealed to a higher court, and so you kind of are going through the court route. So imagine the petition route. So your child or your spouse or your parents are petitioning for you to get a green card. And so you're able to apply for work authorization. Or you have an employer who's petitioning for you, and so you can get work authorization. That's kind of the petition route. By contrast, if you are in proceedings somehow, whether that's through asylum, through cancellation of removal, or some other option where then you're on appeal, either in the immigration court, you go to an appeal, you go to the higher circuit court, during that time, you can usually get work authorization. Additionally, if your case has been administratively closed compared to terminated, if your case has been terminated, then you're not eligible for work authorization. But if your case has been administratively closed, then you are eligible for work authorization. It's kind of complicated, I realize, but those are kind of the terms of art that you'll want to know when you reach out to describe to us what your situation is. One of the main questions that we get is, I've been in the United States for 30 or 40 years and I really want to get work authorization. Our response is, well, do you have someone who can petition for you? Do you have a child who's over 21 years old, who's a US citizen? Do you have a spouse who is a US citizen? Do you have a parent who's a lawful permanent resident or a citizen? And this is the conversation that we'll have. If you answer no to all of those things, then really your only other option will be whether you're eligible for a U visa because you've been a victim of a crime. Because about 5, 6, 7 years after you apply for the U visa, right before it gets approved, you'll get work authorization. So it's a really long wait, but that's why we always ask, have you been a victim of crime? The two things are very related because we know that it's very motivating for you to get work authorization. Other questions, let me look over here at my list of other questions we have. What are the requirements for the process? So the process itself typically takes about 8 months after you've applied for work authorization to go ahead and get that in the mail. That said, in times like this where we have a lot going on with our government and everything's probably being slowed down pretty substantially for that initial application, I anticipate it may take more like 10 months. I hope that this has helped. Let me see if there are any other questions that I haven't touched on. Yeah, the other question is about renewal. So if you need to renew your work authorization, you're supposed to do so before it expires. So go ahead and keep an eye on what that work authorization card says so that we can get your application, your renewal application in before it expires. This is especially important as we transition into a season where you need to have a federal driver's license in order to travel. So if you want to get on a plane and go somewhere, you have to have a specific type of document, and your work authorization, if it's current, can help you get that document. If you need additional help getting work authorization, we would love to help you. Send us a message and tell us what your situation is, whether you have someone who can petition for you, you think it's a U.S. citizen, immediate family member, or if it is an employer, or perhaps you've been in some type of removal proceedings. Let us know and let me know if there are other questions you have. We're here to help.
My friend, I'm so glad you joined me today. If you have a friend or family member who may need some immigration law guidance or even just day-to-day encouragement, please send them a text or email or a DM on social media and say, hey, I think this podcast is going to help you. I sure wish someone had given me the tips I'm sharing here years and years ago when I was starting out as an immigration lawyer. Thank you so much for being here. I'll see you next week, same time, same place. Adios.